We all know that one of the most popular saints in the pantheon of holy ones who followed Jesus is little Thérèse of Lisieux. Now Saint Thérèse and doctor of the church, died at 24, never got past high school. And she's a doctor, just like Saint Thomas, Saint Augustine. And all of the doctors, most of them have nicknames or subtitles, like angelic doctor for Saint Thomas. I don't know if she's got one yet. The saint of the little way, that might be one, the doctor of the little way. And she's usually credited with this idea of we have to become children. We have to become little. But it's not hers. Jesus makes the point in many ways, right here. There's not a whole lot of humor in Scripture, in the New Testament, but some things strike me funny, like this. They're walking along the road, and he hears the guys arguing. Rah, 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 rah. They get to the house, and he goes, oh, what were you arguing about on the way? Nothing. And then it comes out. Who's the greatest of us? And he goes, you want to know what greatness is in my way? And he takes that little kid, little boy or little girl, and he says, become like this little child. If you want to be number one, be number last. Be the servant of all. In the church, and it's so easy for human beings, from popes all the way down to postulants or aspirants just starting a religion, I've seen that in the Fathers of Mercy. Guys that are maybe not even out of their teens, and they've been with us for like a week or two, and you can see clericalism already starting. You know, these hands are for chalices, not calluses. They already think that there's something special because they're wearing a cassock. So it's a perennial failing. Status, power, authority in the church always means one thing: work, service, doing the no fun job. Mother Teresa, sometimes when she would visit one of her houses in some other country outside of India, one of the first things she would do was go and check the bathrooms and the toilets. And sometimes she would come out and she would say to the Mother Superior, one of your sisters really loves Jesus. And she says, what do you mean, sister? Those toilets are sparkling clean. We have in our culture, in our parlance, a couple words that refer to kids, adults that act like kids. One is childlike, and the other one is childish. Childlike is all the good things that are in kids that we can make our own. Being obedient, being simple, being full of faith and trust in mommy and daddy, knowing you're dependent, knowing you're little, almost nothing. All these things we usually shed as we grow up and get an idea of our powers and who we are and how smart we are. But that's to be our goal. That's for everybody, and especially if you're a boss. Then there's childish. Childish means the stuff we don't like in children. Petulant, throwing tantrums, selfish, won't share, thinking they're in charge, 3 years old, I'm the boss here. And we all have those things tugging in us. It's self-love, it's selfishness, it's delusions of ego. Like these guys, who's the greatest? And they knew it was wrong because as soon as Jesus said, what were you arguing about? If we want to be great, and I want to be great, I want to be a saint. Of course, I have all that ugly stuff, that ugly kid stuff. I already sort of think I'm great, smart, all this other dumb stuff. I have to keep putting myself down, becoming lower. Like Saint John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin. His men went to him after Jesus started his public life at the baptism, when John said, behold the Lamb of God. and that I must decrease and he must increase. This was at the peak of John's career. People, including some of the priests and some of the Pharisees, thought he might be the Messiah. Most of them had the same attitude they did to his cousin. They were envious, and they didn't like him because he was taking their thunder. That should be our goal. I must decrease. I must get littler. I must do the junk jobs. I must take abuse, take not like a person with no self-respect, not like a person who's a codependent that because of horrible things, traumas in their background, they really think they're nothing because they were treated like nothing. That's not it. We're talking about you've had parents that loved you and you had a good life and you're well adjusted. You're the one that needs to make yourself little, forget yourself, do the jobs that nobody else wants to do. Be looking to serve and please others, not as a people pleaser. That's a neurosis again. But as a healthy person who wants to grow in virtue, who wants to be like Jesus. Jesus was the only perfect man that ever lived. On top of that, he was God. And he did nothing but junk jobs and serve people. People who were unworthy. But he didn't think of them as unworthy because he knew what his way was going to do for them. And he did that constantly. Let's ask him, especially when we come to eat his flesh and drink his blood in a moment here. Dear Jesus, I love you. I want to love you better. Show me how to be perfect, getting rid of my bad habits, getting rid of my sins. But then more than that, I want you to make me like you, lowly, little, a servant, all the time, looking to see how I can please our Father, imitate you, and bless others like a little child that's good and obedient and humble.